Kalim Perek Yudal Mishnah Ches. This Mishnah is a milestone. With it, we're going to complete the dinim of Tumas Klei Mateches. The next Perek is already going to be on other inyanim. It's going to be about Kli Eitz, Kli Or, and so on. Mafteach Shel Arkubo Shenishbar B'Toich Arkuvaser. An Arkubo, when it refers to the anatomy of a human being, is the leg attached to the knee. There's a foot, there's a thigh, and there's two longer bones of the foot, of the leg, rather, that are attached by the knee. So a person's leg folds up by the knee. So they would have keys that would go into a thicker keyhole, mostly for opening up the door from the outside, and it also had three parts. It had a part that's similar to the yerech, to the thigh, the top. It has the shoik, and it has the bottom of the foot, which is on bottom, which has a fold in it, like similar to a knee. The key itself is certainly a klei shimush. It's mekabel tumah, it's klei mateches. Shenishba b'teich harkuvasoi, it broke by the place of the bend, similar to the knee. That's called b'teich harkuvasoi. Tohor. Why? Because it can't be used to properly open up the door. In order to open up the door from the outside, you have to get it into the whole width of the door. And without that part that's by the bend, it's not going to go fully, it's not going to open. Says the Mishnah, Yehuda mitamei mipnei shu paisech boi mi bifnim. Really, the key is made to open up from the outside, but lamaisa, the person can use it to open up from the inside. That's enough of a shimush to be called oisimein malakloi, and that would be enough. And for that, vaisto, since you're sticking it in from the inside, it doesn't need that length of key. The reason why it has a bend, by the way, is because some of the key is horizontal, some of it is vertical. That's the way they made the locks. So it goes in and it goes flat, and then it goes down. Part of it is broken. It can only be used from inside. If the bolt was slipped in, it could be opened up from the inside. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that that's enough to be called Mei Malachti, the Chacham hold not. Says the Mishnah, Vishal Gam, This is a key that only has two parts. The first key, Maftech Shalakuva, had three parts, similar to a leg. Here it has two parts. Shalgam is a lashon that's used by Chazal, always to say like a upside down dalid or an upside down nun. Is a tziur that's one part horizontal, one part vertical. There's two parts. This type of Maftech cannot be used inside once it's broken. So Mishnah says this type, Shenishba B'Toich Gumoy, that's broken in the gam, in the chelik that bends, tohor, because it can't be used at all, l'kuliyam. Hoyu boy, in this shel gam shenishba b'teich gumoy, chofenu nekovim, it has teeth and it has holes, tome, because you could open out, you did the teeth on the key, it could be fit into the side of the lock and you can pry open the lock with that. So that's also epis, a hishtabshus. Nitlu chofin, if the chofin of the teeth of the mafteach are taken off, tome mipnei nekovim. Also the holes, they could be fit into the doorway, and then with that, again, they could connect to the bolt and they could be opened up. Nistatmu hanekovim, tome mipnei chofin. If the holes are plugged up, so then it's enough. Are you there the chofin? However, nitlu chofin vin istatmu nekovim. The holes are filled and the teeth are pulled out. Oy sheportsu zelotech zeh. Or the holes go into the teeth go into the holes. So it can't be used at all. There's nothing there that could be fit inside any part of the bolt. And it can't be used at all. Therefore, it's pashut dator. And that's l'kuli alma. Misanene shel chardo. Some type of sifter that they used for mustard that has seeds. And it has psoilus also, so it has to be sifted out. Shenifritzu ba shleshen nekov melamato. Zelotech zeh. There are three holes in it, but the three holes connect and they form one big hole, tohira. Because then the psoilus is going to fall out the sifter. This is a klal that should be true by any sifter or such kli. If the kli loses its basic effectiveness for what it's supposed to do, it's not a main malachter. It could be compromised, but it can't lose its effectiveness in Ganzen. Va'afarches, this is a funnel. Picture a funnel with a broad top and a small on the bottom. So when you want to pour in, let's say, flavoring into a bottle of drink, in this case it's not. What it is they're putting in chitim into a grinder. So you pour, it's easier to pour from the top, and then it comes through the funnel. There's no clay kibble. Vafilohochi, it has a shem kli, because it's used for a very definitive purpose. Shomateches tmeh. Now it's clear the Mishnah means to be daik shomateches. We have later on Perek Dal, the Mishnah, that by schuchis, which was also used, it would be not tameh. Why? Because it doesn't have a clay kibble. It's only over here by clay mateches, pshute clay mateches. Arm Kabbal Tumah, as we've learned, and now we have reached the end of the Inyonim of Klei Mateches. Let's start Perek Tezvav. Klei Eitz, Klei Or, Klei Etzem, Klei Schuches. So we have four types of Kelim that are delineated over here. The Torah speaks out three of them, Eitz, Or, and Etzem. Schuches is not in the Torah. It's only Midir Abonon. Chazal were goyzer, why? Because it's made from sand, so it has certain similarities, clay schuchis, with clay cheres. The basic nafkamin is clay cheres is something usually that's cheap. Clay schuchis is usually something that's expensive. Later on, at the end of the Masechta, we'll learn more specifically about clay schuchis. Over here, the Mishnah is including them to other three categories. Pshuteim tohoirim. The halacha is that these kelim, we don't say the chumrah of pshute klei mateches, and the reason, like we've explained many times in the previous program, is klei mateches, it's functional and it's made professionally. Even when it doesn't have a clay kibble, it has a tsura of functionality. These, the functionality is the clay kibble, b'derech klal. Not that it's mekabel mitoich, it's mekabel toma, even megavoi, it's not like a klei cheres. But lemaisa pshutem tohirin umikableim, those that have a klei kibble are tmeim. Mefarshim add also the drasha that we mentioned a number of times is that klei eitz va'or is iskish lasak. So mele has to have a klei kibble. Klei etzem Rashi and Shabbos daf tezayin, we had this in the beginning of Perek Beis, says that it's iskish l'klei eitz because the Torah puts together klei etzem and klei eitz in Parshas Midyon. Mamela said it has all the dinim of being dumya the sack. We learn out that it's dumya the sack because sack is dumya le eitz va'or. So etzem goes along with that. Pshute kli eitz, which is not makabel tuma, exactly the parameters of where they were goyzer and where they weren't goyzer. By pshute kli eitz, that will see him yitzah shem mishneh beis. So the Mishnah continues. Nishberu toheru. Shvira is mitahir. Of course, tvila in a mikvah is mitahir, but shvira as well. Whether shvira is just a functional halacha, it's always clean, and therefore the tum is paka, or the shvira is actually a maisa mitahir, that we discussed by Richus in Perek Beis, Be'ez Hashem, thereafter, Chalek Zerash and Taisis, Rambam, Taisrid, we discussed that whole sukkah. Now the Mishnah continues weiter. Over here we don't have the gzeira that if you put them back together again, so it goes back to it, it reverts back to its state of tum. And these are not klei mateches. Over here, if you put back together the kelim, it's the tum, the old tum is off, and it's mekabel tum mikana labo. It's a new halacha. The Mishnah now is going to give examples. Hashido, vatevel, vamigdol. These are big kelim that are used in many places in Chazal. Shida is a big closet. A teva is a big table that was used by a money changer. Migdal is also a big, it's not a tower. The word migdal means a tower. It means a very tall closet that has shelves, has cubbies. Kaveres hakash v'kaveres hakonim. These are big baskets that are made out of reeds, out of straw. They're woven together. Kash is straw. Kanim is weeds. Kaveres is a basket. It's a big basket. Ubar Svin Alexandris. This is a big container made out of wood that you put in water. They store drinking water for sailors. That's what's called Alexandris because that's where boats used to go to. It's very far distance. You need drinking water aboard. Sheesh Lam Shulayim. all these kelim that are flat, that they could sit on the bottom. They're not rounded or sharp bottom. It has a clay kiva, but if it can't stand by itself, the halachas might be different. This is talking about a regular pashuta closet or something else with a clay kiva. Ve'im machzikin mabos so belach, if it could contain in it 40 so of liquid, shehem kirayim biyovish, the amount of aboim so, which is the amount of a mikvah, is the takes up the space of two kurayim of something of salad, let's say fruits or seeds. Harelu tohirim, it's not mekabel toma. It's we see that Chazal have a kabbalah that shear is a shear of dover she'eno mistaltel. If it's not mistaltel because it's going to break, machmas kovet shaloi. So we have the gzeres hakosuv that cleates etzem or is only mekabel toma if it's also litaltel ben shu reik ben shu mole. And the klal is that was only that from sack, like we mentioned before. So well, this would be one of the hafkois of a teres kli. Ushar kol akelim mekablim ben enim mekablim. Whether they have a volume of abos so belach, which is karayim biyovish, or not, aloch is tmeim divrei Reb Meir. Thus heis, the Reb Meir holds that the six kelim that we mentioned, those examples, are things that we see as something that you would never carry when it's full. If you can't carry when it's full, it's not dumi d'sak. But there are, might be other examples that you would carry when they're full. Simila, there's no automatic that if it has that shear of aboim so belach, that it's not mekabel tumah. That's the shita of Reb Meir. So now let's break down a few things over here. For starters, there's a discussion. You look at Reb Kivege brings the Maror Mekoymis, Rishonim Tosfos and Shabbos, the Rambam in the beginning of Hilkos Kelim have a discussion. We just had the Mishnah Kaveres Hakash. Kash is straw. What material straw that's mekabel tumah? L'chayra, it sounds like kash is kli eitz. Why? So the Rambam says kol agodol min oretz harezer kli eitz. Eitz means anything that grows from the ground. This is midafka wood. L'maisi, look at Tosfos Shabbos Daf Samach Vov. Tosfos asks the kasha. That's not eitz. So he says that it also considered eitz. Says because the kash is kash that's on the end of a field of chitim. So it's called eight. Interesting. It's totally in the shame. You look at the Rav seems to say something more physical, more mitzvistic. The Rav says that kash is chashuva kliyetz of isha asuya miznovois hashiboylen shem koshen. The end of the stalks are hard, so they're hard like eight. So they consider eight. So it's not just anything that grows from the ground. It has to be dumi the eitz. Tosfos is saying the shame is nikra al shame eitz. The Rav is saying the physical metzias is al shame eitz. Second aura over here, which the Rishonim asked. The Rishonim asked this in Erev and Daf Yudalid. How could you say that something is a dova metalkin, it's dumi the sack, until it's arboim so full of water, full of dova lak? Arboim so is the volume of a mikveh, which is it's a height of 3 amas, a width of 1 amah. Arboim so. There's no way that a human being can pick up that type of kli. It's beyond heavy. How could you say that that's nitin l'taltal? So the Ram says, "Mistam it's nitin l'taltal ayde ksofayim harbe, ayde a bunch of people." The Ritva brings b'shem the Ravid. He says that it's lufi dar hamidbar. The dar hamidbar would give boirim. You see what they carried back when they went to the Meraglim, went there to Israel. So the Midas are different. Okay? There's a nice that's discussed over here in the Mefarshim. This idea of something which has a very large volume and it's not a Dovah Metaltel is given a name by Chazal all over. It's called Kli Habo B'mido. We'll see that term used extensively. A Kli Habo B'mido is the Mishnah gives us 2 shiurim, Habo Himso Balak, Kurayim Yoivish. Why does the Mishnah have to give 2 shiurim? It's mashma that there might be 2 different things. And the Mefarshim talk about, based on the Metzias, that if you have something that's very tall and narrow, the Metzias might be different in terms of Aboim So Balach. And it could be that it will be able to hold Kurayim Biyovish because the Kurayim Biyovish could be packed at the top. Obviously with liquid that's not the case because it will spill over the side. Can a kli of a certain size hold Kurayim B'Yavish? So the shiurim might be slightly different. Does a kli which has a shem kli have to be able to hold both? Abom Sobalach v'Kurayim B'Yavish? Or does it have to be able to hold either one? That's the discussion. And El Yerabi here with the Rishash. Another nice over here is that we have these Mishnayis. We have these dinim listed over here in the Mishnah as being a hafkon, the shem kli, because they're kli abobimido, like you said. What's not mentioned over here is kli cheres, the first part of the Masechta, kli matchis, from Perek Yud Aleph and on. They have their own halachas. And they certainly don't have the same halachas as kli etzem and sak. You know, they're not doing the sak. Sak, what's metame, is the kli itself, and has to have a kli kibul. Matechas doesn't have to have a kli kibul. Kli cheres is metame only ba'avir, not migavoy. So both of them are not dumi desak. Because of that, we have a Gemara Mufureshes in Shabbos Pei Gimel, comes from the Tesefta, the Rambam Paskin Laloka, in Pei Kutes Mehuchas Kelim, that Kli cheres does not have the Havkos Shem Kli Ayudei Kli Abobimido. The Gabi Kli Matchis is not so poshut. The Rambam says in Perek Aleph Halacha Tes Afilu Teva Migdal Kiyotzeboy Shomateche Shemekabem Abo Sob Loya Yoyzer Mekablen Tumish Nema Kol Dova Sheyovei Boesh Kol Dova Zeribui that Kli Matches is Metami even Abo Bemido. What's not so poshut is if the Rambam holds you need a posuk by Kli Matches, so how would you know that Kli Cheres doesn't have the halacha? So they bring a raven in Teres Kayanim that brings episode, another drasha by Kli Cheres. L'rabbis is a holum that means Kli Cheres above midim etame. L'maisi, when you look at the Kesa Mishnah in the beginning of the Rambam that we mentioned, it sounds like what the Kesa Mishnah is saying is that pshute Kli Matches you need a drasha for, but Kli Matches above midim you don't need a drasha. So he doesn't learn the Rambam that you need a drosha for Kli Matches above midah. So we brought this word in the Hagdamot when we started Kli Matches. L'chay, what you're going to have to say is the Kedasa Kesa Mishnah is that Pshute Kli Matches need a pasuk because that something can be flat and doesn't have a base kibul and still a Kli. It has nothing to do with Tumah V'Taira, it's not the basic Shem Kli. Kli kibul is the basic physiognomy of a kli, and l'chay doesn't have that, for that you need a ribuy. But habob emido, that's what is a kli. No, there's a halacha, dumi desak, okay, that halacha you don't have. Kli matchis is not dumi desak. What's also not mefurish is the fact that the Rambam in Perek Gimel Hilchos Kelim says also v'chein kli etzem, kli ha'or, mekabim habom sobalach, ein mekabim dum. So you look at the Mishnah Achrenim, where it's matmir, where the Rambam get it from. L'chay, the din of Tahara by Abob Amido is only by Kli, it's not by Kli or Vetzim. So Pashto the Rambam read into the Lashon Mishnah. The Mishnah seems to put all of them together. L'maisa it's a Tesefta Mufurish. Tesefta says, Hashida Teva V'Amigdol Shal Etzim V'Shal Gemi. Says Mufurish, this is din of Shida Teva Migdol, that it's Abob Amido. He says it also on Etzim. That's Mufurish and the Tesefta. One could say a more fundamental approach to this. We're saying, what about this? What about that? Does it have a shem kli by Baba Midah? Does not have a shem kli? It could be more than that. These type of kelim are all chalukim zemizeh, we're saying, because they're all different materials, and mateches, eitz, etzem, maybe they have different dinim. There's a more fundamental way of saying it, and that is that the definition that a kli of Yosem Me'aboim So Balach is not a kli, is a fundamental idea that has nothing to do with Tumah V'Taira. So, if we want to take it further afield, not just Lagabi Kabbal Satumah, this is still a halacha in Seder Tiris, we have a Mishnah in Aholos. The Mishnah in Aholos in Perek Tes Yud Beis says that even though when something is in a kli, it's not nasa, it's not considered an oil to be choitzitz bifnei Atumah, Lagabi Tumas Meis, but by a kli habo b'mido, it's made out of something which is, and it's Yoisim Yabo Himso, at that point it's not a kli, it's not so oil, and then it's chutz, it's mitnei atuma. Rambam paskens that way, it seems quite apparent in the sugya and erivin. I'm sorry, in Shabbos taf lamed hey. So the concept seems to be a concept beyond when something is royal le kabul tuma. There's raid about if something is a kli habab b'mido, we're talking about kabul as tuma. What about tumas medris? It's not Roy Elias Medrash, because Medrash has to be a Kli. It's nothing to do with the Shem Kli Legabe Kabbalah Tumah. There is another type of Kli, which is a Din Legabe Lekabal Tumah, that's not Dumi Desak, and that's not Mafkia Shem Kli. That's a Bazunda Dvei HaKosu. The Shitzer Rambam in Perek Gimel, Vilchus Kelim, is Kli HaOsu LeNachas. It's not made for transporting anything. It's made for staying in one place. Not Mekabal Tumah. Even though it's Pachas Me'abo himself. That halacha is a halacha. It's not Dumi Desak, but it's not Oish Kli. So Moshe Yehav Reb Chaim, Chidush Egrach HaLashas, explains that that avada is not yotzim mechal kli, it doesn't become an oil, it's a kli, not an oil. So avada would not be chutz. Same idea, just backwards. In any case, Reb Meir lists off, in Reb Meir's shita, there's six kelim that are listed off. Those six, if they're boim bimido, they are boim sobalach, then the assumption is that they're not metaltel mole. So mil, they're not dumi desak, mil, they're not metroi lekabal tumah. Other kelim, even if there's aboim sobalach, they are metaltel even k'shem maleim, and then they mekabel tumah. Reb Yehuda Omer, Reb Yehuda has a different shita or a different delineation. Dar dur agolo, this is a big barrel, and it's on a wagon, it's some type of traveling barrel, but very big. The kustoy samalochim, these are other types of aroinos that are also that go along with the kings with their chariots. Vareva so abdonim, this is a big, another type of barrel also made out of eights from tanneries. Ubor svina ktano, it's also a very big boar that's for a small boat for the people who want it, the amount of water that they need. Oroin is carry achman tlan amez. These five kelim, ava pishim mekablin, even though they have in them to be mekabla boy b'sobalach tmeim, they're roi lekabla tomo she'enem asum l'taltla b'masha b'soichem. These five are kuloi made to travel, to go. So they're dobam taltla malay. That the ikur of the kli is not nasa litiltul hamekablim toirim. The ones that are mekabla boim sobalach are toirim. The stomiest of that size is that it's not royal litiltul. V'sheinu mekablim, if they're not mekabla boim sobalach, tmeim. Why he has to speak out the sefer? The whole thing is in the ratio. Why does he have to say again? V'sheinu mekablim tmeim. The Mishnah now is going to narrow the gap between Shitzer Meir and Reb Yehuda. Das heißt, that the stomius over here, what you're going to see in the Mishnah, is that everybody's maskim to the five kelim that Reb Yehuda listed off, that those are osu l'tulto, they are avada armekabel tumah. The six kelim that Reb Meir listed off are avada not osu l'tulto when they're malayim, when they're roi l'kabel abom sobalak. What's the machlokes? Ein ben divrei mele, divrei Yehuda, ela arevas balabayis. The one type of kli, which is choluk between the two shittas, is a big barrel. It's used by balabatim, by homeowners, for kneading dough. Remeir doesn't count this kli as one of his kelim that are not mekabel tumah if they're boim b'mido, because he holds that it's mekabel tumah even when it is boim b'mido. Reb Yehuda holds no. He holds that this is not Bechlal his five. So that's the Nafkamina between the two. So Meduik, there is a Nafkamina. This is where the Mishnah finds the Nafkamina.